2EC, and joining us now is the owner of Inspirations Paint in Bega, who also happens to be the president of the Bega Chamber of Commerce, John Watkin. G'day, John.
How you going, mate? Sounds all very official, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Man of many hats.
It's something like that. Just a volunteer and got to do a few things around the place.
That's good when things need doing, and here at 2EC, we are a proud supporter of the Bega Come In to Win promotion, but for those who haven't heard of it, tell us what it is.
Well, James, being a newcomer to town, you're finding out that Bega always has a major promotion coming into Christmas every year, put on by the Chamber of Commerce. And this year, as you alluded to, is Bega Coming to Win, to encourage people to come and buy local. Of course, we want people to buy in the area. Don't go to Canberra, don't go to Sydney, don't go to Nowra, anywhere else. Stay in the local area and shop. And of course, you can come into Bega because we've got a big range of shops. And this year, you've got a chance to win. So we've got some great prizes up for grabs. All you do is go into the shops, buy some goods, pick up a ticket, fill out your details, stick it in the barrel, and you could be a winner.
How good is that? And I see here, first prize camping gear package valued at over $2,000 from Barbecues Galore in Bega.
Yeah, this has got everything you need for a camping trip. So it's got the tent, it's got the barbecue, the camp chairs, but basically the sleeping bags, just about everything you need for a camping trip away. So you can just chuck it straight in the car and shoot through for Christmas.
Perfect time of the year for that. You second bet. Prize is a 43-inch Ultra HD Smart TV, thanks to Better Home Living in Bega.
That's it. You can't go wrong without another TV in the house, can you? It's probably not your main one. It's not a big screen TV, but it's a
43-inch.
Yeah, still, it's a very nice television.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'd like to stick it in my bedroom or in the kitchen or somewhere where you might put a second TV. So, yeah.
And third prize, $250 in Bega Bucks to be spent at any participating business.
Yeah, so the Bega Bucks are basically prepared money that we give out, and then the winners of those can actually spend them in the local businesses. And again, it keeps the money local, and they spend that money in town. So that's a bit of a consolation prize for third.
Fantastic. And the winner will be drawn on Thursday, the 10th of December. I understand there's going to be a bit of a family night happening in Bega.
You bet. It's only a couple of weeks away now, so we'll put on a big fanfare. We've got some of the schools coming to sing for us. We'll have plenty of music and entertainment there. Going to have some food stalls, coffee van, all that sort of thing as well. Late night shopping. So Bega will be open late night shopping on Thursday the 10th and Thursday the 17th. But the 10th is when we're having the draw. So everybody can come to town, have a great time doing some Christmas shopping and enjoy the entertainment in the park.
It seems like one of the key aims behind campaigns like this is to encourage people to shop locally, as you touched on. Why is it important that people do that and shop local in communities like Bega?
Look, it's all about local jobs. You know, everybody I'm sure knows somebody who works in a local retail store or for that matter works at a doctor's organisation or the hospital or whatever. It's all about keeping local jobs, and if people support local business, that's what it's all about. We're actually scratching each other's backs.
And why should businesses who aren't a member join the Chamber?
Well, we're doing lots of really good things. We've ramped things up in the last couple of the years, and we've got a very active executive. We've got 11 on our Chamber executive at the moment, and they represent pretty much every industry group that's in the Bega Valley, right through from our biggest business right down to our smallest. And you know, we're basically an advocacy group, so if there's a need, we'll go into bat for that need, whether it's with local council, whether it's with the state government or the federal government, whatever it needs to be. And we've been included as a voice in a lot of things, particularly on the back of the bushfires and the COVID and all of those sorts of things. And so we need a very strong voice in the area to get what's best for this area.
And how do businesses who want to join, how can they do that?
Well, they can give me a call anytime, or the easiest way probably is just to go to begachamber.com, which is our website. You can apply there and we'll send you out the details, and we'd love to send you a welcome pack and invite you onto the Chamber.
There's a lot happening, obviously, in the lead up to Christmas at the Bega Chamber. What about next year, John, 2021?
Lots of things on the boil. We've got an economic development committee. And we're currently working with council and with state government about getting some industrial land open up in Bega. There's a big call for that. A lot of businesses over the last, well, really a couple of decades have wanted to set up in business in Bega and create more jobs, but haven't been able to because there's a lack of industrial land. So that's a big one that we're going to push. And obviously lots of other things as well. Community engagement is an important one for us. So we're looking to introduce a junior chamber next year. So the high school, as part of their economics or their commerce classes, they'll learn about the chamber and come and be involved in the chamber meetings and basically run a junior chamber, and that will be part of their course curriculum. So lots of things like that on the boil.
It's all happening. John, thanks so much for joining us.
No worries at all, James.
The president of the Bega Chamber of Commerce, John Watkin, there on 2EC.